is K4RJ. Yeah, I had to get the cat antibiotics. She had to have her some of her teeth pulled, and the vet gave me a pill shooter. It's a long tube, kind of like a long syringe with a little rubber tip on the end of it. And you stick the pill in the little rubber tip, and then you get the pull the cat's head up and mouth holes up, and you shove it down her throat, and then you hit that plunger, and it's down her throat before they know what's happening. And of course, the cat did not care for that at all. We had to do that two or three times, and I tried, you know, and there were capsules that had a powder in it, so I tried mixing the powder in with the other powder that Larry suggested, and making a little gravy out of that, and mixing it in with a little bit of food. And she took it once or twice, and after that, she didn't, I don't want that stuff in it. So he turned her nose up at it, and even though she's only got, some of her front teeth still, but her canines and her molars are all gone. She still prefers her hard treats, little hard, crunchy treats. And so, you know, what do you do? But I've got the stuff. I'll try and get some of it down and see if they'll take it. And if not, Larry, it's on its way to you. Back to you, Wendy.
Picture the poor cat. At least cats, if you get that scruff of the back of their neck, you can sort of freeze their claws so that you're not shredded by the time you get the job done. But yeah, oh, that's, yeah, it, we can laugh about it now, but at the time it's frustrating that you can't just say, you know what, it's good for you, just swallow it.
Is game for our giant. Yeah, the dog, I can get anything down the dog. I can wrap it in a piece of cheese and she'll think it's a treat. And her heartworm pills that we give her, you know, those are little chewy things, and she takes those and thinks they're a treat. But any pills or anything else I got to do, I take a piece of American cheese and just fold it over and squish it in and make it into a little ball, and she sucks it right down. Getting a pill down a cat, yeah, right. Anytime the cat has to have medication, I ask the vet, is that available in injectable form? Because if it is, just go ahead and stick them. Because fighting, and especially Rocket, the one that had the teeth pulled, her back claws are like razor blades. And she is wicked with those things. In fact, I had him trim her claws while I had her under doing her teeth. But she is wicked with those things. And you will lose a lot of blood trying to get a pill down that cat.
She can take care of herself, it sounds like. Oh, I can just picture the claw marks on your forearm. Oh, that's awful. But I hadn't thought about that. Just inject the cat. Give the dog the medicine any way you can, but the cat just gets the injection. That's a good plan.
This is K4RGN. Yeah, that's how I try to do it. It's either that or you got to catch the cat, wrap it in a towel so that it, you know, its legs can't move at all. And of course, it doesn't care for that at all, and it's whining and carrying on and crying. And we're trying to get a pill or something down its throat, and it's like, yeah, this is not fun. And the more we can avoid that sort of thing, the better. So if the vet's got a shot for whatever it is they need, then please, by all means, give them the shot. Don't make me try to put a pill down that cat's throat.
Major trauma for you and the cat every time medication needs to be taken. So I can, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, I am laughing a little bit just because picturing these things, like swaddling a cat. But then you only have to fight with its head. But still, there's some sharp teeth there. And even like Rocket, who's missing a few, I'm sure the ones that are remaining can still do some significant damage. So anyway, I'm glad that you managed to get the medicine down and that the Rocket's on the mend for sure.
She is came for again. Yeah, she's on the mend, and she's gotten to the point where she doesn't run whenever my wife walks in. Because when my wife walks into the kitchen, and if I'm in there and we're giving them treats, that's how we would sneak up on her and get her. And for the longest time afterwards, if I was in the kitchen and she walked in and the cat was in there, she'd take off. So she's finally gotten to the point where I think she's decided she trusts us again. But it was an ordeal. In any event, I'll say 73 is Wendy and back on out of here. You all have a good evening. Say hi to Mark for me. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Those cats, that rocket, she was not born yesterday. Oh, no, the two of them are together. I got to get out of here. Make myself scarce. Anyway, thanks. Thanks for sharing your good stories. So, time to get serious again. I'm going to check and see if there's anyone that I've missed for comments or check-ins. I'm checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank my friend John, KN4RJN, for hanging around for RAGJU. Tomorrow night, I believe our friend Mr. Chad will be calling the net, KO4NUE, and I'm sure he would enjoy you checking in with him tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock. Tonight, the net report will be submitted electronically, and I will break here for a minute to send that report, so hold on. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73, and good night, everybody.
We'll give you two more if you want them in 4DME.
KN4HTP, sure, I'd be happy to take two more check-ins.
I've been sitting over here listening. I'm over here doing some spring cleaning, or fall cleaning, I guess you could say. Anyway, check in N4DME, November 4, Delta, Mike Echo, I'm Paul. Also check in Donald, AA4QS, that's Alpha Alpha 4, Quebec, Sierra. That's Donald, we're both in the call tonight. Good evening, everybody on the net.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank Mr. Paul from Tocoa for checking in, N4DME, and Mr. Donald, AA4QS. Thanks for joining us tonight, and hope you have a good evening and finish up that fall cleaning at your leisure. So, thanks for joining us tonight, and this is KN4HTP, and I am now clear.
KI4DOS. Gary, are you still around the radio by chance, or are you over there watching TV? N4DME clear.